This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
رضيت بالله رب الإسلام دينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praises due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ya ahbaba Rasulillahi salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, min rahmatillahi bina, annahu allamana, كيف نحدد موقفنا من الآخر. Every religious group has to address the idea of the other. Who is the other and where do they stand as far as the other is concerned? وربك رحيم ما ترك الأمر إلينا. And the Lord that we worship is a merciful Lord. Taught us as far as the other. How do you feel about the other? The other meaning the one that is not like you. The one that is not of your own kind. Where do you stand? How do you deal with them? Our Lord is kind, not leaving this up to you. The Lord is going to give us guidelines as far as what do we do with that. يقول ربنا جل وعلا لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين لم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. يا سلام. الله سبحانه وتعالى tells us in سورة الممتحنة سورة number 60 verse number 8 Allah does not forbid you to be kind to treat with equity those who neither fought you on the account of your beliefs, nor did they drive you out of your land. Allah does not forbid you from treating them with kindness as with and with equity. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who are equitable. Allah loves those who are just. إخوان الحديث عن غير المؤمنين. فكر إنه الكلام ربك يقول لك هذا الكلام عن واحد ما هو مؤمن. You know, when you look into this verse, Allah is speaking about somebody that does not believe like you. Theologically, you don't see eye to eye with them. So Allah said to these kind of people, said Allah, treat them with birr. And by the way, the same verse, the same word that is used in this place is the same command that believers have been given to treat their own parents. You treat your own parents with birr. People who neither fought you on account of your religious beliefs, nor did they drive you out of your own land. Allah said, you treat them, the same verb that was used, how you ought to treat your parents. Birr, kindness, injustice. Because the fact that somebody believes differently than you does not mean that you have a license to violate them. They hold different beliefs than you do, but do not violate them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are just and those who are equitable. This is in this world. What about in the hereafter? That's not my business, man. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. As far as the hereafter comes, I don't know, man. Indeed, your Lord is going to be the one that is going to settle the differences amongst them. Allah is more just than us. Allah is more kind than us. We leave this up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يخواني من عجائب ما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سألت ربي أن نكون نصف أهل الجنة. والله في سؤال محير. النص الثاني من وين؟ طب النص الثاني. In the hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he said, I begged my Lord that my followers, Ya Rab, I pray that we be at least half of the people of paradise. May Allah make us amongst them. But the question that begs itself is this: where is the other half going to come from? Where is the other half going to come from? Allah said, when it comes to the hereafter, you all just take a break. Everybody just chill. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Indeed, your Lord shall settle this difference between them on the day of judgment. The other, though, is not always kind. The other is not always peaceful. So Allah tells us, إِنَّمَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ أقاتلوكم في الدين وأخرجوكم من دياركم أن تولوهم أو ظاهروا على إخراجكم. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids you from those who fought you on account of your beliefs, drove you out of your land, helped others in driving you out of your land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you cannot befriend these people. That's an act of treason. You cannot befriend these people because that would be an act of treason. In fact, the Quran goes even further to tell us more about this type of other. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بِطَانَةً مِّن دُونِكُمْ لَا يَأْلُونَكُمْ خَبَالًا وَدُّوا مَا عَنِتُّمْ قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. Then the Quran becomes more blunt in telling us about this other. O ye who believe, do not take this other as your allies, protectors, and friends. لا يألونكم خبالا. They leave no stone unturned that causes you distress. ودوا ما عنتم. They love to see you suffer. قد بدت البغضاء من أفواههم. Prejudice and hatred has been uttered by their mouths. مَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. And what they conceal in their hearts is even far worse than what they have just uttered. وَدُّوا مَا عَنِتُّمْ. They love to see you suffer, or whatever makes you suffer, they love. Some people are like that. Unfortunately, we human beings are capable of developing and harboring such feelings. And some people have these feelings towards the believers. You see, subhanAllah, you know, Gaza has been under attack for the past 118 days, now 110 days. And there was an attempt to drive some aid into the people of Gaza. The aid was blocked. People who knew that this aid was going to people who are hungry, they blocked it and they prevented it from moving any further. And these were not soldiers, these were civilians. وَدُّ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. They love to see you suffer. قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Hatred and prejudice has come out of their mouth, the way that these people speak, and the kind of statements that they utter, and the kind of suffering that they are causing. This man said, in Gaza, he's speaking about how he took his son to the hospital because his son was injured. He said, I put my son in the hospital and then I went home to take care of the rest of my family. I came back, I didn't find my son. In fact, I didn't find the doctor that was treating my son. In fact, I didn't even find the hospital where my son was. وَدُّ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. They love to see you suffer. Some people are like that. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. We have made the signs clear for you if you are only to use your reason, your intellect. I'm going to be honest with you. See, sometimes we don't necessarily trust the Quran as we ought to. Maybe the Quran is exaggerating. Maybe the Quran is just speaking about, you know, small individuals here and there. And that's a movement, man. There is a movement out there, and this is how they feel. But then the Quran further exposes believers. Ha antum ula'i tuhibbunahum wa la yuhibbunakum. And this is mind-boggling. Here you are, O believers. You love them, or in some interpretations, you love good for them, but they don't harbor the same feelings towards you. We just want to live in peace, man. That's how you feel. But that's not necessarily how they feel. Ha antum ula'i tuhibbun wa la yuhibbunakum. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ كُلِّهِ. And you believe in all the revelation. وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا. And when they meet you, they say, we believe in what it is that you believe. Oh, we believe in human rights. That's a lie. We believe in democracy. Man, that's even a bigger lie. We believe in peace. No, you don't. وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا. And they, when they meet you, they say, we believe whatever it is. All these, you know, big names, democracy, human rights, all that, that's nothing. وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا عَضُّوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِلَ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ. But when they depart your company, they go and they bite on their fingers out of rage. قُلْ مُوتُوا بِغَيْظِكُمْ. Perish in your rage. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Indeed, Allah knows what people conceal in their hearts. إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُؤْهُمْ. If any good were to happen to you, it distresses them. It distresses them. Somebody speaks on behalf of the Palestinians, it distresses them. Somebody speaks on behalf of the people, oh, it makes them mad. You know the ICJ they just wrote, oh, it makes them angry. إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُؤْهُمْ. Any good that happens to you, any, be it the littlest of good that happens to you, distresses them. وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا. But if a calamity befalls upon you, they rejoice. So this is how they feel. Now you say, man, I really don't care how they feel, but what do I do about these feelings? يَأْتِي رَبُّنَا سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَقُولُ وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. But if you patiently persevere and you are God conscious, لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا, their cunning, their schemes, their guile will not and cannot harm you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ, for indeed Allah encompasses all their actions. Allah is fully aware of it. A question is, we have to be worthy. Wallahi, it is time to take our deen serious. It is time that we develop a better relationship with the Quran. Because what the Quran does, the Quran gives us the glasses, the lenses, by which we ought to see and interpret the world around us. If we don't have that, how are you going to do it? How are you going to understand? How are you going to enter? How are you going to do that? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana. Or you who believe, if you are mindful of Allah, Allah shall give you the criterion, the ability to tell right and wrong. من جميل ما كان يدعو به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, اللهم أرني الأشياء كما هي. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would pray and say, Ya Allah, give me the ability to see things as they really are, not what they appear to be. I want to be able to see the world. I want to be able to see things as they really are, not what they appear to be. Because if I don't see things for what they really are, how am I interacting? What am I doing? So what do you do? إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم. Indeed, this Quran guides to the most straight path. To the straight path, both in this life as well as in the hereafter. Both in this life as well as in the hereafter. The other in the Quran is present, but there is no one color of the other. The other are those who are peaceful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, peaceful people, man, peaceful people make the world a better place. Isa alayhi salam would preach and say, blessed are the peacemakers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the peacemakers, ya Rabbil Alameen. These people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these people ought to be celebrated. You celebrate peacemakers, our neighbors, people around us, peacemakers, celebrate them. Allah does not forbid you. La yanhaakumullah. Neighbors, non-Muslims, inshallah, they could be idolatry. We don't care about that. That is irrelevant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so long that these people did not fight you on the account of your deen, so long that they did not drive you out, what they worship is irrelevant. What they worship or not worship is irrelevant. They could be worshiping or not, whatever it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah does not forbid you. Be kind to them. Visit them when they are sick. Share food with them. Visit them. Help them. Allah does not forbid you. And it's in these acts of kindness that you make a difference. أحسن إلى الناس تستعبد قلوبهم فلطالما استعبد الإنسان إحسانه. I will tell you this. When it comes to acts of kindness and goodness to those who are around us, we have failed, and we have failed miserably. One time in one of these cities, a big masjid was about to be built. And the residents of that city in that particular location, they objected. They did not want the masjid to be built there. So a hearing was held, because people did not want the masjid, and the Muslims just showed up. They showed up, and they showed up in great numbers. And they were making a case for themselves. So it was asked, how long have you been here and how big is your community? So people said, we've been in this city for over 20 years and there are at least over 20,000 of us in this city. We deserve to have a masjid. An elderly lady stood up and she said, excuse me, how long have you been in this city? So we've been here for 20 years. And how many of you are here? 20,000 of us are here. The lady said, that's strange, because I have been volunteering at the local soup kitchen for the past 20 years and I have not seen a single one of you. But now, You want to see, and we want to have a masjid. What good are you going to bring to this locality? What acts of kindness are you offering to the people around us? See, it's in these acts of kindness that you win people's hearts. It's not the arguments. It is not all the intellectual jargon that you can pass on to. No, no. By the end of the way, by the end of the day, as we have said before, people don't know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah does not forbid you, meaning that Allah wants you to do acts of kindness, acts of equity. That is how you win the hearts of the people around you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in understanding and increase us in action, ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. Now whenever we speak about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, our Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Medina, and the first thing that he did is that he built the masjid. And we speak about the building of the masjid, and we forget that sometimes one of the very first things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did when he went to Medina, قَالُ حَفَرَ الْآبَارَ لِلنَّاسِ. One of the very first actions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did is that he dug wells for the people of Medina. And this man brought something good to Medina. This man is bringing some positive change to Medina. This man just helped in digging wells for the people in Medina. And now people, non-Muslims, are excited by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Salam, a Jewish man, he comes into the masjid because he's been hearing about this man, Muhammad, this Muhammad, that's it. تقال فدخلت المسجد. Said, I came to the masjid. فرأيت وجهه. Said, just looking at his face, علمت أن وجهه ليس وجه كذاب. Said, just by looking at his face, I had a good impression of him. وكان مما سمعته يقول. And then he said, and of the statements that I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say. Remember, at this point he's not Muslim. This is the first encounter that he has with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, يا أيها الناس أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام. He said, people, he said, spread peace. He comes to Medina. Medina has a good sizable Jewish community. A Jewish man is in Medina. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't know him. The man already has a good expression of him, a good impression of him. And then he said, I hear the Prophet of Allah say, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, afshu salam, spread peace. أطعموا الطعام, feed those who are hungry. صلوا بالليل والناس نيام, and pray when the people are asleep. The rituals are not done for a show. If you're going to pray, said, do so at night. When everybody else is asleep, that's when you have your private time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Daytime, what do? Spread peace and feed those who are unable to feed themselves. Speaking of social services, there is a beautiful program, inshallah, that is going to be held tomorrow by our own local ICNA Relief. They do have a fundraising, inshallah, that will be taking place tomorrow. Sister Suza Ismail is going to be the guest speaker there. And it is about nourishing hope and fueling or fulfilling lives. Nourishing hope. We live in a world that is, unfortunately, spreading a lot of hopelessness. So tomorrow's event, inshallah, in Germantown, it's on Sunday the 28th at 6 p.m. inshallah. It will be at the Great Hall and Conference Center in Germantown at 6 p.m. Please make sure that you attend this event. Please come out and support. A great deal of this work is being done on our behalf that we are not aware of. If you go to their warehouse, what do people come there for? And you will see some families can't afford to buy baby formulas for their babies. They'll give you some. Some families are unable to afford diapers for their babies. They will give you some. Recent refugees who have been asking for shoes, jackets, glasses, they will be doing that for you. So great work is being done there. So please, inshallah, make sure that you come to this event, buy your ticket, and attend and volunteer as well. We continue to pray for the people of Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their pain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their pain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their pain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take vengeance of those who are doing this to them, ya Rabbil Alameen. May every oppressor who is oppressing the people of Gaza, may his oppression come to an end, ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واستر لنا عيوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. We continue to keep our young brother Mu'adh Khan in our prayers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him and all of our loved ones a full and speedy recovery, ya Rabbil Alameen. We pray for his family, the Khans, the brother and the sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them lots and lots of patience, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our loved ones who have passed away. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend in our lives to witness the blessings of the month of Ramadan. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa aqim as-salam.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salati, hayya ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا ودوا ما عنتم قد بدت البغضاء من أفواههم وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر قد بينا لكم الآيات إن كنتم تعقلون ها أنتم أولئك تحبونهم ولا يحبونكم وتؤمنون بالكتاب كله وإذا لقوكم قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا عضوا عليكم الأنامل من الغيظ قل موتوا بغيظكم إن الله عليم بذات الصدور إن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا إن الله بما يعملون محيط الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام بك السلام لا إله إلا الله أجل
Assalamu alaikum everyone.
Alaykum assalam.
We only have a few announcements, inshallah, if you give me 1 minute. So inshallah, today at 5:30, there will be chai party for girls and women. This is the second time Sheikh Muhammad Faqih does it, where all the sisters and the sisters in the community, they come and celebrate and have a nice discussion, inshallah, today at 5:30. So please invite your daughters. Also, Girls Booba Social is having a social event tomorrow, Saturday, 2 p.m. And the guys will have a bonfire Sunday, 6 p.m., this Sunday. Inshallah, next Friday, it will be a very exciting day. There will be a Quran night tour with Imam Ashik Danis. He's the imam of the largest masjid in Turkey. He will be coming in Memphis, going around and doing like a Quran sessions. So that will be next Friday from Maghrib and Isha. Also, Hope for Gaza with the brother Sami Hamdi will be right after Isha next Friday. Also, Unity for protest for Gaza will be tomorrow, Saturday. There will be a protest, 2 p.m. at the City Hall Plaza, which is at the main street downtown. So please bring your flags, kufiyas, signs, your voice. Please come and participate in the protest tomorrow at 2 p.m. in downtown. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.